In Australia, frontline health workers and medical specialists say they're confident the country is prepared for any Ebola cases. Staff at the Royal Melbourne Hospital's isolation units have been doing daily emergency drills. From Melbourne, Rachel Brown reports.
Ebola might only be a plane ride away, but Australians are being reassured if it does reach these shores, the country is prepared. The Federal Health Minister, Peter Dutton, says Australia has the expertise and resources to respond, but the threat level is very low.
If we had a case present, and we've had 11 people suspected already, but all of those have been negative. If we have a case present, we have the ability to quarantine that person very quickly, and we have the most highly trained staff in the world in our hospitals, and I think people should be reassured by that response, which has been in place for some time.
On the front line against the epidemic is the Victorian Infectious Diseases Reference Laboratory, the only one of its kind in Australia to test for hemorrhagic fevers like Ebola. It's tested 9 suspected cases of Ebola recently, including that of the Cairns nurse, Sue Ellen Kovac. Its director is Dr. Mike Catton.
We use a range of techniques there, but the fastest ways of diagnosing viruses are molecular techniques, where you look for a particular fingerprint or signature of the virus you're interested in, and we can turn around a test from receiving the sample at the front door to giving out a result in somewhere between 2 and 3 hours. And we've got the capacity to do hundreds of samples if we need to. We've done exercises where we've modelled a sort of mass casualty event.
How likely is the chances of a mass casualty event in regards to an Ebola outbreak here?
Extremely unlikely. I mean, we just have a responsibility for Australia that if there is any deliberate release of any weapons agent, and I think people in the wake of 9/11 were more concerned about smallpox, but Ebola is one of the viruses with weapons potential, as according to the US, that we have the capacity to respond to that.
So if I presented, say, in Western Australia, does Australia have plans in place to get my sample on a plane to your lab?
Yeah, and we've done exactly that. In years past, there's been sample testing done for Western Australia where we were able to get the sample over here and tested and the result back within a day.
This lab will also look after any New Zealand cases and possibly those further afield.
WHO have been in touch some weeks ago to explore our willingness to respond to anything happening in the Pacific.
In terms of treatment, the Royal Melbourne Hospital is one of 14 units across the country with specialist containment facilities. It has 3 isolation rooms in the emergency department, another in intensive care, and a special suite. The negative pressure in these rooms means the air is contained. And its director of emergency medicine, Professor George Breitberg, says staff have been watching and learning from events overseas.
We introduced the buddy system where we had another staff member carefully watch the way the treating healthcare worker put on the personal protective equipment, and importantly also watched how that personal protective equipment was taken off. We've walked through the process of both an ambulance and a walk-in patient in terms of how they would come to the emergency department, how we would manage them, where we would take them, and how we would manage all the blood work and the specimens.
And I understand you're doing daily drills.
We're doing daily drills in terms of putting on and off the suits, different sorts of drills on a weekly basis, but really not telling our staff how we're going to present, how the patient's going to present or what part of the system we're testing so that we can get their immediate responses.
The Médecins Sans Frontières project manager was speaking on Ebola in Africa, and he said people like me are sick of the guilt we feel in not being able to address it. Do you, as a healthcare professional, feel Australia can contribute meaningfully to the global response given the Australian government's apprehension about sending people over?
Look, I think every healthcare worker has, particularly one that's in emergency or if they're an infectious diseases physician, nurse, clinician, would have already had that conversation in their head a number of times and probably spoken to their family as well. I think everyone has their own personal viewpoint about what they would do and what they would like to do. In terms of the government's response, I'm not really prepared to comment.
And that's the Director of Emergency Medicine at the Royal Melbourne Hospital, Professor George Breitberg, ending that report from Rachel Brown.